Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
You think you have the chops to be an in-game host at the KFC Yum Center?
100%.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven, Steve Rummage, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let's just start it out like this. Do you think Nick Valvano can handle being an in-game host for football or basketball? No, is it basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball. Men's and women's basketball events.
It's women's basketball, men's basketball, and baseball.
He sweats when we ask him a tough question.
Dude, I'm Italian. I sweat when I yawn. That doesn't mean anything.
Can he handle that, Steve? He might be able to handle it.
That's what I'm saying.
He might be able to handle it.
You got to think. I've got to entertain. I'm at the restaurant tonight. Thousands of times I've had to entertain small parties to big parties.
A lot of things can go wrong at those games too.
Oh yeah, but then it's great content.
And then you got to.
people love laughing at me. So even if I do falter, they'll be like, this guy.
And then you got to go. Oh,
what if we're losing?
That's what I was gonna say. Louisville's just crapped the bed tonight. We're down 18, and you got to come out and go, hey, we're gonna do a horse race. Everybody ready?
The water pistol horse race at the fair.
You're right. Well, I could be pissed off too. Like, you know, maybe I could. You know, the fans will. You know, because I'll be angry hosting, and I'll be like, all right, we're doing this trucking thing. Let's get it over.
You would have to do the baby. What's your name? You'd have to do the baby races when you're down 18.
Oh God. Oh yeah. No one's gonna boo a baby.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can get. You can get going.
They will boo the crap out of an adult.
Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
We're here, man. Excited, ready to go. Yeah, man.
4th of July weekend.
It was great. Yeah, it was great.
I'm listening. Was that you or me?
Yeah, it was me. No, man. We had a great time over in the neighborhood. It was. I will say this though. On Saturday, somebody behind our neighborhood in Mount Washington put on the greatest at-home fireworks show of all time. Like, I could see it from out back, and it was probably a couple miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was next level fireworks. I was like, whoa!
On Saturday, I did notice around like people obviously put off till Saturday.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal.
Well, I think you that was should have been. I mean, God, I still seen texts. I mean, 4th of July was Thursday. fireworks out for it. Like, God, dude. Like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe some people worked. What if that guy shooting fireworks off on Saturday was a trucker and has been driving across the country for the last 2 days to deliver food that you're probably going to eat?
On the 4th of July.
So maybe he just couldn't get back to his family until Saturday.
Or he owns a fireworks stand. He's been selling fireworks, and now he's like, time for me to pop.
Our friends at Four Fingers Fireworks, I think Saturday night they had their party.
Oh, God.
Man, I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, God.
Shout out my boy James. See, that's where we were
Saturday. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I apologize. Allow me to just take this moment and apologize. This is the biggest apology that I can muster. Four Finger Fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry that you got to meet Pops, maybe. I am so sorry. Nikki, I don't know if they were ready for Pops Maven. People, if you know Pops Maven had an experience where he brought the Four Finger Fireworks to the neighborhood down in Atlanta, in case you didn't hear the story, he told me, hey, you're going to go check out that little Four Fingers place. I'm right on here with you. You know, and I'm like, and I know what he wants to do. He wants to show him the firework thing. You know, he took some video recording of it and made sure he gave a shout out. And he just wanted so bad to go to Four Finger Fireworks and tell them, you know, how awesome it was. And I'm like, Dad, I already told him, you know, it's all good. You don't got to show him videos. They've seen every kind of firework in the history of it. It's not necessary, Dad. But you can just tell.
Oh, yeah.
He's not letting this one go.
Yeah.
And every time I'm going to Kroger. He's like, you about to make that run over to Four Fingers? And I'm just like, no, Dad, I'm just going to Kroger. I'll be back in 10 minutes. And it was kind of raining. And anyway, point being, he wasn't going to let it go. It was the 5th, I think. And I said, all right, Dad, I'm going to just ride on over there. You know, you want to ride? Hey, man, my dad is like, hey, man, because they were packing up. They were packing up, shutting down the tent, everything. Hey, man, I effing love y'all. Just imagine the beat. He is cussing. Listen, we know them, but I don't know if they're prepared to deal with this level of swearing. And he's getting worse with age. He's cussing so much with age. And he's just like, I effing love y'all, man. I effing love y'all. Y'all the spit. That's what Nick said. The spit, man. I ever love. I'm like, Dad. Right. It was like 15 minutes of that. And I'm just like, thanks, Four Fingers, for putting up with him. So he showed him the video, got to say thank you, and that was all good.
Yeah, somebody said Four Fingers put on a show in Rivercrest.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, I knew they Elijah went over there.
Okay.
That's funny, though. So they got the full experience then. Clearly, Steve doesn't own dogs when he's okay with multiple nights of fireworks.
Jesus Christ. Where's Locke when you need him?
I was going to say, I can play that rant if you want.
No. don't work them up already. Steve, you think that text was serious?
Probably. I don't even want to go down that road.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, between my dad and his vulgarities.
Yeah.
And him going straight to my closet, Steve.
Yeah.
Already went straight into my closet. Dad, you can buy joggers at any department store on the planet, Dad. Before I even get home from work, Steve,
mm-hmm.
He's already been in my closet. These joggers were 3 back.
Yeah.
I have some black joggers. I've had them for 5. How is it that he can possibly know what my favorite items are and just find them in my closet?
Yeah.
And that's... I got 1 pair, Steve. that I really can't go without.
Yeah.
Hey, I picked up a little joggers from your closet. So yeah, I'm going to take them back with me. I got to find a way to stop him, Steve.
Yeah, it's like, this is madness, man.
It's like I'm living with a 70-year-old bully.
But that was no pops, maybe.
He's just bullying me for everything. Yeah. Look, he's drinking all my Fiji waters. Look, Dad, you drink from the tap water until you come up here.
Once he gets there, it's on.
Golly.
Hey, I'm ready for the little baked potatoes about around 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I want to be like, what's your wife? Like, you can tell he's been a well-kept man for a long time. Just the way he talks, you know, just like, who do you think you are? Like, do women let you talk?
I want to meet your dad man.
If there's some seasoned ladies that can take Pops, man, because here's the problem, Steve.
Yeah.
He's retired now.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's dangerous.
Oh, my God. And he's just, listen, you know, usually when he comes up for Christmas, we kind of like, we got a schedule. He's on the clock. You know what I'm saying? No. He's like, I'm staying when I stay. I'll go when I go.
It's just what we do.
Yeah, listen, it made me have those moments. You know how, like, and this is, just let me get this ran out. Let me get that off my chest. You know how, like, when you're a kid, your mom's mm-hmm. complaining about your dad, and you're kind of mad at your dad, and you're like, oh, Dad, you know, you're messing up, you know? And then when you get a little older, you kind of start, your mom kind of gets on your nerves a little bit, and you're like, I see why Dad was a little...
Yeah.
A little irritated with you, right?
Sure.
So you have those transitions, right? Steve, mm-hmm. at some point, you're going to transition back to being on your mom's side, dealing with the old dad now, and you're going to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I see what my mom was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, look at this. Look at what you're doing around the house, right?
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah,
I feel sorry for the for the women... The wives who had to deal with retired husbands.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he got nothing but time to just be irritating, talking.
I get that.
Bullying, just being into stuff and just, yo, sit down.
Stop.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, I'm in that way. But, yeah. So, Pops Maven is running amok.
Well, I'm glad he had a good time.
He's displaced me, so... Night show people.
Did we get the tinting and everything? Or the sound stuff taken care of?
Well, I'll maybe not. We're efforting.
We're working.
Efforting. I've been going back and forth.
All right.
Yeah, texting. Yeah, it's like he took my black, the only joggers that I even wear.
Just took your shoes?
No, pants.
Pants. Yeah. Oh, pants.
Yeah, just the only ones that I even wear. He found them. They're 5 years old.
Yoink.
Well, my weekend, Charity bought a Nissan 370Z.
Ah.
Yeah. It's got a Kentucky plate. Gonna have to do something about that.
Ooh.
Yep. Told her she got it back in. I was like, either keep it in the garage or you got back in.
Okay. How do we get this removed?
It's coming off quickly. I was like, that can't be in my house. That can't be in my driveway.
Is it just me? And like, I'm taking rivalry out of it.
Okay.
Like, because I got a Louisville plate on my car.
Sure.
Is it just me, or do the Louisville plates just look better? And I'm not even like, you know, put a different logo on it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I'm just saying the novelty, it just looks better.
The
in my
black
opinion.
Plate looks better. I will say the old Louisville plates mm-hmm. are kind of ugly.
No, I see. I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, the white one that had the whole little bird logo type thing. Mm-hmm. But the new black plate with just the cardinal head looks sharp.
Yeah, no, I think it looks better than the novelty UK ones.
But it was one of those things, like, I didn't... Being the group that I'm affiliated with,
yeah,
we've always been taught to be as low-key as possible.
Fair enough.
And I didn't want my plate in my car to be identified.
That is true.
I wanted it to be as neutral as neutral can be.
Yeah.
So that's what scared me away from the carnival. But I do like them. I like them on other people's cars. I like identifying, you know, just lets me know I'm around friends and family. And it lets me know not to shout at certain drivers.
There you go.
How much bias do you have, Steve,
when you see Louisville emblems on a car? Like, how much leniency?
Oh, it's huge.
Give me a percentage.
40, 50.
You give them about 40 yeah. to 50% grace.
Yeah.
Do you ever yell at Louisville plate drivers?
Yeah, I do. But I mean, it's not one where
they got to really be really screwing up.
Yeah. I'll show a lot of I'll show a lot of grace.
It's like they must be in a rush. Go ahead. Or they must be.
Yeah, I was like, I'll show a whole lot of grace to Louisville drivers for sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, so where do we start today? The joke Nikki just made is where does the content train take us today?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be borrowing some stuff because
do we start off with Cardinal Commitment, episode one?
No, I'll start with my funny video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'll start with my portal video.
Your Stargate.
Yeah.
Your Stargate portal video. Are you familiar with Stargate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a nerd. Yeah.
So you enjoy the Stargate?
I never watched it that much, but it looked like a show that I was like, these people running around with P90s into, you know, portal shooting aliens. I was like, solid.
Okay, Steve, were you a Stargate at all?
No.
No, just yeah, but you saw it, you would
yeah,
you
I knew, I knew what it was. Yeah.
Quick question, because I was okay. I was getting Stargate and another show confused.
Okay,
the other show, Quantum Leap.
Uh huh.
Are you familiar?
Sure.
I get those mixed up too. Like, yeah.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Quantum Leap?
It was the same thing as Stargate. Like, if I was flicking around, and I'd be like, you know, like I said, it had all the things of a sci-fi show: a hot blonde, Texas. Guns, bad. Graphics Texas. And aliens.
38-31-93-9. Callers, 81-50-93-9. Mm-hmm. Really quick, on the Quantum Leap, Steve.
Okay.
How good is your historical knowledge that you would have been able to... You feel like you'd,
zero. I just know any of them.
Right?
Yeah.
Because listen, Nikki, Steve, listen, in Quantum Leap, he would always have to rely on how some historical events went to try to fix, you know, fix some things.
Right, right.
So if they stuck you back, you know, in between, you know, Julius Caesar and Brutus, you had to be like, oh, this is the night that the politicians got together.
And they stabbed him,
yeah,
right.
And they killed him. Yeah. I got to stop, you know, Caesar from going into that room. But first, you got to tell his wife, you know. So you would have to kind of, you would challenge your historical knowledge to see, oh, would I be able to, you know.
But was he always messing with history? Because isn't that dangerous? Like...
It was something like he had to fix something without interrupting history.
Okay, I was going to say.
Because
then we're not going to be able to say et tu, Brute, you know, if, you know, he's going to change history forever, man. You can't be.
Every movie does the ripple effect.
The butterfly effect and everything. Yeah.
All that. But yeah, point being, it was a good test of your historical knowledge. And it kind of scared you like, man, maybe I need to... What if
that's a good summer. Okay. That's a good summer topic. What Louisville Quantum Leap moments would you do? Would you go back in time and keep from happening?
There you go. You just wrote your show.
Right. Quantum Leap. Okay, I'm listening, Steve.
Do you know what I loved the most about the video?
I'm listening.
Last night. You know, when I saw the video, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I was like, it's not quite as good as Top Gun, you know, like Brom and them. But I was like, yeah, that's good. I like that. He went into the portal, come back out with the team.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but, you know, whatever. But when I saw James Strebel's reaction to it and other Kentucky fans, I was like, I love this video. Like,
it gave you life.
They gave me life. Like, I honestly, I watched the video and I was just like, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Yeah, fun. It's corny. It's high. You know, yeah, whatever. You know, but like, but when I saw the Kentucky fan reaction, I was all in. I was like, I need more of this. I need more of this. Yeah. I was like, keep pouring it on, man.
I enjoyed it. Okay. Graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Yum Center.
Yeah.
Kelsey took it serious.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton, Luke, Coach Foyt, they took it serious.
Yes, they did.
That's what I enjoyed about it. Like you could tell it was organization to it. It wasn't just, this is all just clown around.
Yep.
It's like even your clowning around
had structure to it.
Yes.
I like that. You know Absolutely. What I'm saying? Like I said, it's, you know, even if you're, like I said, nobody was joking. Nobody was laughing. Nobody was smirking. They were, you could tell they were trying to keep mm-hmm. a straight face. They were trying to really execute their roles.
Oh, yeah.
And this wasn't for the Louisville aficionados.
Right.
This wasn't made for us.
Yeah.
This is made for the Middle Earthers.
Mm-hmm.
The Louisville Middle Earth crowd.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
So yeah, like yeah. Kids. Oh, you know,
oh,
yeah. Kids. Like I said, people are just, hey honey, come here and look at, like, you have a hard time getting your nerdy kid to watch some, or your,
yes.
you know, somebody who's not, who knows they're affiliated with the Louisville fan base, but yeah. they're not. Okay, now we give you something like, oh, okay, that's pretty funny though. So now, like, okay, you can do these more often. You can play around with your image editing and your, you know, your graphics. You can,
yeah.
you know, something you can do again. Those are the things that kind of, like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That works. It's a project inside
everything. It was good. Like I said, it showed some, I thought Coach Kloman stole the show. I thought his little part was the best.
When he...
Dude, he nailed that look.
Dude.
The turnaround from the computer and the smile. Like that. Yeah, he nailed that.
I was like, he stole the show, man. The one-liner. You know, I was like, this is awesome. Well, I can't remember what he said now. What was it? He was like,
I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
Okay, yeah. I was like,
I was saying, if you have the sound, because we might be talking about it and people may not have heard it at all. So I guess you can play it real quick if you can bring it up.
It was great.
But yeah, let me see. Is there anything else in it? The guys, listen. Guys look pretty cool coming through the portal.
Yeah.
The portal window. They was like, hey, let's do it. Still ain't had the jerseys on there.
No, we're still not jerseying.
Portal's open.
Of course, the computer paused right when he said it. Portal's open, sir.
All right, y'all.
Portals open.
Unbelievable.
All right, y'all. Let's go get some dudes.
Entering the portal now.
Thank you for that, Nick.
Keeps buffering. Oh. Stupid.
All right, never mind.
So Texas says no idea about the video.
Oh yeah, you gotta watch it.
Okay, yeah, it's a for a basketball, you know, related video. It's a Stargate.
It's really well done.
It's a Stargate or Star Bridge inside of. I couldn't tell on text line. Did somebody kind of clean up? I might have said Stargate, and Stargate might have been the show, and you know, I might have got them mixed up.
Oh, they're saying the movie. Yeah, the series wasn't good. Quantum Leap was too cheesy.
What? What? Was that a standalone comment that Quantum Leap was too cheesy?
Yeah, I guess.
That's like saying MacGyver was too cheesy.
Too cheesy MacGyver.
It's like saying, what's the one with Chuck Norris?
Oh, Walker, Texas Ranger, yeah.
Walker, oh, Texas man. Ranger.
That's like saying Thunder in Paradise was cheesy. Was not. It was awesome.
I don't know what Thunder
and Paradise. I'm not sure what that one is either. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan on the boat.
Oh, is that when he's like the
remember that.
Yeah.
MacGyver or Texas or Walker Texas Ranger.
Ooh, MacGyver was good. Walker Texas Ranger is better.
Better Christian values.
And he was kicking people.
Yeah.
And I kind of I like the female lead that was in. She was pretty.
She's such a chauvinist. Chauvinist.
She was pretty. And they did a crossover of Martial Law and Walker, Texas Ranger. That blew little Nikki's mind. He's a big fan of Martial Law, too.
Cool. Insert joke here.
What?
Because it's coming.
That's funny because you tried to put us into it.
I didn't even know. Oh come on. Boo.
Yeah. Did you not see that?
Yeah, you were fighting for Martial Law, so... Funny thing is, the people fighting for martial law would not survive in martial law.
Was it Sam Ho? What was his name in martial law?
Okay, so great overall grades. Are we going to grade acting?
I mean, listen, it was all good. Like I said, I mean, Kloman to me gets an A plus.
Okay, Kloman.
Everybody else is like, it's fun.
Okay, what does Kelsey get?
Uh,
He was okay. Sam O'Law, by the way. Sorry, that was his name.
He was okay.
What could he have done better?
Make me believe it.
You just need him. He almost cussed, see?
But even that was, I don't know. I feel like you scripted it. I don't like it. He could have done better. I can't. Here's my thing. I watched that and was like, okay, if you're gonna coach half butt, then we're gonna be in trouble.
Oh, okay.
I took 3 wins off the team because he's not all the way in.
We're just having a little bit of fun.
I was like, he's not invested.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong. Right after the commercial break. Midday's Marcus Maven, 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays of Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go any further, I want to take a quick second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Before we get into the reasons you were wrong about taking those 3 wins, we need to discuss this decision, this paint job decision.
Okay.
They're doing a great job painting the studio. Came in here on the weekend. I saw they moved everything around.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
However, Steve.
Okay.
I don't know what's a worse decision. White shoes in the middle of the winter or white paint in the middle of a studio with these savages.
Well, here's the thing. I agree to an extent. I agree that flat white paint could not have been a worse choice. Let me say this, though. We do not have a ton of kids running around here.
What?
Well, no, listen. Listen. We, to my knowledge, have a bunch of adults running around here.
Allegedly.
Therefore, I'm looking in the 93.9 studio now. When marks come up on the wall, we're going to know who it is.
Because we're going to take daily poll. Because
it shouldn't be that hard to not swing your chair up against the wall or hit the walls, to just pay attention and, like, you know,
yeah, not
stay off the wall.
Yeah, not rock your chair back and just tap against the wall over and over again where you just start to leave indentations and...
Now, I'm so happy I'm far enough away from on the control board because you know my ass would be denting the piss out of this thing. But thankfully, I'm far away from it. So
please, co-workers, visitors, anybody who frequents the studio, not even if you frequent the visit the studio, please do your best to keep away from the walls. When they're nice and clean and bright, they help us we have a better product.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it looks really nice. Now, these, I'm assuming they're going to paint these. If not, I'm going to.
You don't like those that color?
Well, not with the white walls.
What color would you paint them?
Black, red, anything. Just plumbing.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so see, here's what happens. We'll go to the last scene, one of the last scenes first.
Okay.
And this is a fun basketball backhand nerd conversation.
Okay, I'm listening.
Are you or are you not okay with a coach taking the lap, taking the sprint.
Okay.
For the losing team.
Oh, we're going to the Cardinal
commitment.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're in that. Okay. All right. Yes. I love that.
I'm listening.
Well, because one of the things is
that means y'all been working hard.
Yes. First off, he knows you've been working hard enough. I can do this.
Explain to people what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Losing team has to run.
Yeah.
Losing team has to run in your practice competitions.
Right.
Instead of making the losing team run, coach steps up and says, you know what? It's the end of the week. You guys have been working hard.
Yeah.
I'll take the losing lap.
Yeah. And
I don't know, Steve. Maybe some guy has to be like, no, we lost. We're going to run with you, coach.
I mean, maybe.
Appreciate it.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, maybe that's the next step.
Right.
Maybe he's waiting on that.
He's waiting on that guy.
But what I will say is you play harder for a coach you love.
Mm-hmm.
And little things like that. Here's the thing. He doesn't have a bunch of guys that, you know, like, well, they know him. He recruited them. Now they've been there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. He's gained their trust.
Yep.
He's got to do things this summer
yep.
that just expedites yep. that. Yep. Like, okay.
Great point.
We're in the bunker with this guy.
Great
for
point.
Sure. So, now, I do agree with you. I would have liked to have seen one guy that's like, no, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
It's early, though. It's early. It's week four.
But that might be the moment. That might be the miracle moment, mm-hmm. you know, where. Who do you play for? You know, it's like, the United States of America. Mike Ruzioni.
No, I was gonna make you just do that guy one more game, one half for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like I said, part of me. So yeah, if you're listening, fellas, step up and take your run.
Yeah,
take your run at the end of it. It's Nikki, would you have been the guy to step up? Because you do risk being the kiss butt, too.
Oh, yeah.
The guy says, let's run with coach. Like, nah, dude.
Yeah, no. He said he wanted to run it.
Yeah.
Let him run it. I don't know, though. I don't think anybody would have been, too. I'm kind of upset because it was a...
It was just an up-down. It should have been a full... I'm listening, Steve.
Okay, Nick. Answer me this.
Oh, God.
She just pulled up in a convertible.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, we're talking about right out here.
Yeah.
I caught the tail end of this.
Yeah. She added an accessory as she got out of the car.
Oh, really?
What's the purpose? Tell me that's not theater, Nick. Anyways, I'm sorry.
That just caught your attention, and you just
you just drove in a convertible.
That's
you. Tell her what you breathed in on the way here. This is your fault.
You can't make that one up.
It's no, your fault.
We are sitting here in the month of freedom, and Steve is still having nervous breakdowns. But okay.
No, I'm messing with Nick, but it was a little odd.
That is funny, though.
It was
that
a little odd. I was like, what?
Okay.
You, I mean, here's the thing, man. You, what I love about it is I was, like I said, I was a little upset. It was an up-down. It was like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah.
Do an up-down. It'd be different if it was like.
Do an up-down, guys. But
good on him, man. Mm-hmm. I will say that. Good on coach. Because I do think, just going kind of repeating, going back to my point, I can get back on track now. He's got to earn them, man. He's got to earn it. And you do. You play for it. Everybody out there listening, no matter what level you played at, if you only played peewee football yep. through high school, you remember a coach that you were like, I wanted to win for that coach. Like, I played harder for that coach. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all had them.
Or the coach that gets a little too physical on the football, and it's like, okay, he really must have played.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that's kind of what I think that was for.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he knows. I've got 4 months to earn them, you know.
I was glad it wasn't suicides, though, because, again, I don't need you rolling your ankle.
No.
Like I said, and we're starting to learn that about me. Just I'm protective of
a little hammy.
Yeah. I just like, do your regular running. Do your regular strength training. I don't Put your bravado on the shelf.
Yeah.
You don't need to do full suicide running, coach. Mm-hmm. If it's just a sprint up and down, knock it out.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Okay. That was last thing first. We are talking about the Cardinal Commitment mm-hmm. video, episode one. Okay. It opens. The video opens, Steve. The first 15 seconds.
Yeah.
The first 25 seconds. You know what he says? He's talking about blowing up the handoff on the screen.
Mm-hmm. This is Coach Cassidy, right?
Coach Cass, yep. Coach Cass.
Coach Cass.
So Coach Cass is talking about blowing up the screen at the beginning, talking about rejecting the screen, going back. It's the opening. Mm-hmm. Listen, kudos to the editor to just say, hey, I'm going to pick out the shot. Steve, he says, catch it with 2 feet. Get in the paint and play off 2 feet, right? That is, listen, I was mad at, I'm not saying mad. I was mad at Coach Mack about this.
Yeah.
I was mad at Kenny Payne about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, y'all are not jump stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember me, I was blowing my top thinking about Coach Davenport going two or three dribbles, jump stop, mm-hmm. reverse pivot, bounce pass to the next man.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed at how many times somebody screwed it up. We're going left, reverse pivot, dribble, 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 jump stop,
yeah.
reverse pivot. I'm talking about Elijah. If you start your kid in basketball, you remember, I don't know if you ever had to do this, but you remember like you join a youth league or something and they kind of do a joint tryout where they measure the level of all the skills of the kids.
Right.
So they can separate the teams.
Absolutely.
That's the drill you do. That's one of the drills you do. Okay, who knows how to dribble, 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 reverse pivot? I do.
By the way, Nick, I think you need to check. I think we are.
We got it live?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should hurry.
I think at 11. So.
Okay, at 11.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve, you get that. Right? It's the first thing he's talking about. We're in week three. He's talking about playing off 2 feet. I wrote next thing. Just catching, playing off 2 feet. Something I've been, just like I said, going crazy about.
Yes.
That made me so much more comfortable. You know, the next thing is like he's saying this, you know, our development of the player. You know what I even like? And this is not shade at Ross, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we used to learn the high post.
Oh, yeah.
You have a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a basketball yet.
Yeah.
You don't need a basketball for the first 2 weeks. Here's a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we know where you're going. We don't want you distracted by the basketball.
Right.
Throw the tennis ball to where you're supposed to go. Pump fake the tennis ball to your options.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna use Cone. Coach Crum, he has X taped on the floor.
Yes.
An X.
Yes, yes, yes.
These are your spots. Find the X. You know, whatever. You could see those cones. Just simple, quick, cones. Be tight in the cones. It's just like, no, this is a camp. This is a training camp. This is a team-orientated training camp for a team, you know, long-term team success.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I'm just like, you know, first 25 seconds, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting started.
Yeah, no, you could tell, like I said, and it was good to kind of start meeting the coaches. Mm. Like, you start to meet Coach Cash, you start to meet Coach O, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, like, and who's a big man coach, and, and you're like, he's played at the highest level.
You can see that right away.
Yeah, so, I mean.
And his understanding.
Oh, that's why I'm walking to Starbucks today.
Yeah. Listen.
Three different coaching staffs, all of them. Have that same track.
that's the path.
Yeah, right. Just walk down to Starbucks.
And they're in good shape, so it's not that
much. No, seeing him today, I was like, dang, he's a big dude.
Okay, big man coach.
Yeah.
Another thing, I was even talking to my dad about this, you know, because my dad was like, okay, well, you know, come and kind of catch me up on everything. And I'm like, okay, big man coach.
Yeah.
He's talking, you know, he's simplifying everything. He's carrying on the message of playing off two feet.
Yeah.
When you get into the paint. His understanding or appreciation that these guys are older guys.
Yeah.
They know how to relax and learn. They know how to relax and play. Put it this way. Relax and play hard.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like Coach Crum used to always say, be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah.
Same difference, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
But relax, but still play. It's like you know how to use your strength where you need it, not just playing strong all the time. So his appreciation for having an older group of guys, like an older team, one of the first things he said that really jumped out is he was like, okay, he did this, you did this move.
Yeah.
You two need to learn from each other on these moves. Next time you'll have him here and you'll have him here. So you're already training them to take each other's games from each other.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, yeah, like, okay. I know it's long term. I know it's nerdy, you know, intimate. But that those are the kind of details you hear out of the coaches you remember that you learned the most
absolutely,
from.
Absolutely,
that's what they sound like when they're talking to you.
For sure.
So yeah, that was the coach. Oh, okay. So here's what's funny. Here's what's really funny, Steve.
All right, I'm listening.
Kayshon Pryor's. I'm sorry, Kayson.
Yeah,
since Pryor's voice.
Okay.
Nikki, do you have the video, the commitment, the carnal commitment video?
Carnal commitment? Give me 1 second.
Listen. Wait. Nikki, can you hear me? At the it's roughly the 4:25 mark of the carnal commitment video, they talk to Kayson Pryor. Now, what I want you people to do, you people, all you people listening right now, I'm going to want you to close your eyes and listen. And tell me what this dude looks like that you hear. And I know this is a radio exercise, but I want you to hear Kayson Pryor.
It's funny you're bringing this up because I thought this as well.
I want you to listen. Close your eyes and try to describe the person you're listening to. Okay, Nikki.
Rhythm over the top, right? Sometimes that's all that's needed.
Not him.
Great job.
Oh, man, it's been great for me going into my last year here, you know, after being at a few different schools. You know, these workouts is kind of just what I needed, you know. I think the work we're getting in is great hard work and just a short amount of time. We're going over very important stuff that is going to be very beneficial going into, you know, the season and my position and how we play. So Jermaine has been obviously played for Coach Kelce. He knows what he wants, you know, what type of moves will be effective. So I think Mano has been real good for me and Noah, and definitely been seeing my progression over the last few weeks.
That's really good.
Listen, when you see the video, people, if you haven't seen the video, see the video, and your mind and your eyeballs.
Yeah, it tricks them. You're like,
I mean, Steve.
What?
Steve and I had it. We had a little Texas. Look, Texas says Shaq.
Yeah, right. It's Trez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, the person you heard looks like Trez or Shaq.
Yeah.
In real life, that person looks more closer to Noah Waterman than Trez. It's like, is that how he really sounds?
I know.
So yeah, he's probably the catfish.
Oh yeah.
He's the voice catfish so far.
Absolutely.
Same. Yeah, but like I said, you'll see what I'm talking about if you actually look at the video. Sounds like Jerome.
Wait, what? This is white Jerome all over again.
Who do we have over there?
No, it was just Benji. Benji was wondering what the accessory was that we were talking about.
Oh, God.
It was a mask.
What's the top text say, Steve?
A brother from the East Coast. I think Kayson White. That's funny. Kayson Pryor is not.
He's mixed.
All white. Yeah.
Okay. No, he's mixed. All right. You remember we went.
We did a deep dive.
Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. He's Kayson White. Let's say he's mixed. but he doesn't look as mixed as a lot of mixed.
Yeah,
he doesn't like Trenton Flowers mixed. He, or put it this way, his Swedish genes were prevalent.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, very strong. Euro gene.
Yes.
And you just, he doesn't, but he got his voice box from his voice box and height or whatever. It might not be height, but his voice box definitely came from the delegation side.
Yes.
Of his thing.
Without question.
I'll tell you what, Nikki, go ahead and play us out because we might be having some new content, some breaking content. A texter asked me, do we have any news on the other side of the aisle? We may just. So go ahead and play us out. We're going to be rolling along on 93.9 The Ville.